Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour straight ahead. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, just a couple of minutes away from right now. The whole schedule is out. No more leaks. Just social media videos. Shout out to the Falcons team for putting together the Mario Kart video. Very well done. I know it was very well received. I saw a couple of different rankings from websites that had the Falcons video as one of the two or three best in the league. So shout out to them once again for very good work. We'll get back into... Nope, not that topic.
It damn sure is not.
maybe dude, some more Falcon stuff or something at 12:20, but yeah, not that. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. So Quail Hollow is in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll be in Charlotte tomorrow.
I will be, yeah.
Yeah. And it,
look
and
out, Charlotte.
Look out, Charlotte. The Buckers are on the way.
I'm coming through.
Now, we don't need you because – because what's your record against Charlotte? Because remember when Charlotte kicked your ass?
Yeah, I'm like 2-5. I'm like 2-5 against Charlotte.
Yeah.
But the last couple times I've been there, I've had a nice time.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to like different parts of town, you know, like because I think there's a couple different issues with our trips to Charlotte. A, we had been going for, you know, events for her friends. Mm-hmm. Or friends
of her
spouses,
of her.
Which is fine. I like her friends,
right.
But sometimes you know, you gotta okay. Your wife's friend, fine, but then like your wife's friend's spouse,
yes,
like that's a lot removed.
It is
to expect you to like be friends with that person just because they're married to someone that your wife grew up with.
So agree.
Now, and obviously, you're gonna be friendly,
but it's a crucial element in being married. And visiting her, because we think our friends, they cool. What you mean you don't like him?
Yeah, and
you know, that's how we are. You know,
but yeah, of course. Yeah, but you also understand why they wouldn't.
Yeah, but no, but like I love all my wife's friends, and they're all like my little sisters. And so some of them married, some of them aren't, some have dudes and everything. And I'm cordial with the dudes, and I'm like, he's cool. And you get to see him more and more as we get together a lot more. But then there's one, or there's one and a half that I'm like, oh, I ain't gonna be around this dude. Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, babe.
Yep.
You know?
Same.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But you do it because you love your wife and everything like that.
The good news in this situation is she agrees.
Right.
So we just kind of avoid them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's like, babe.
My wife agrees.
Yeah.
Which is the most important part.
But
you know, she's like, yeah, no, you're right.
But that goes back when we talk about couples vacation and stuff. Like, I'm not a couple of vacation person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to go on. But last time we did, one time we did it. Was and I love Pete. Pete's my main man, you know? So that was easy because Pete was my main man. His wife, Tam, that's like my sister. So that was good. Now, it was a situation where her friend, her one of her friends, her dude, we were out of town. And I was just like, the whole time, like, because I'm not saying you need to know sports or like sports. But damn it, let's like something.
Let's just like, you know, let's be able to hold a conversation.
Let's be able to hold a conversation. Yeah. Like, and so they were like, well, Randy, what did you, what? No, it wasn't even about that. It was just about this. He's a damn dork, man. Yeah. He really, truly was. And so I'm just sitting there, and he's just like, so when a football player, Randy, besides that, so when a football player, Randy, well, when he's going through that process of footballing, what is the aspect of training that he needs to, you know, get his body ready for a season? And I looked at him like, what the hell did you just say, man?
I think he's trying, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's like, all right, Randy played football. Let me brush up
and
on some good football questions.
That's how that question was, Andy. Randy played football, right, and let me brush up on my football.
Here we go.
Let me brush up on my football.
Aside from them, or him, really, the rest of them are great. Like, my wife's best friend lives there. Her husband's awesome, like, cool guy. Our kids are the same age. They just go in the backyard and play, and we'll drink some beers. It'll be great. Her brother is probably moving there. He's there currently, but he's probably moving there. We haven't met our nephew yet. That's very exciting to go to Charlotte.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's that fun.
Go to Charlotte.
That's that fun.
I don't think I'm going to make it to the PGA Championship, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang, Rory's plus two. Rory's plus two already.
Hold on. That's You're not going
to
make it?
No, I'm not going to be able to go to the PGA Championship this weekend. I'm going to go to a child's birthday party instead. They go to a 7-year-old's birthday
and
party.
You know what? And I don't be making fun of you because my wife makes me do stuff that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, press that, a lot of what marriage is.
I live my life in that. But I do get safe to like.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. But I think you worry about the consequences more than I do.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I think you do.
Maybe I do. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, what I know is I'm not going to the PGA Championship and I'm going to a 7-year-old's birthday
party. You could go if you want to.
Yeah, I could. I could. There would be, it would be an uncomfortable ride
exactly.
home.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But not divorceable.
No, but that's not my standard. Like we've got over this. Like that bar is too low.
Yeah.
I got to have the bar like, a little bit higher than that.
You can go if you want to.
Right. But yeah, that's a long drive back from Charlotte. No, you know what I mean?
Man, put on the e-book.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be home before you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Randy says to you, I will take the advice that Randy says to you. Just because Randy says it doesn't make it a good idea. So I'm going to go to a child's birthday party and pretend to enjoy some cupcakes. Let's get to it, NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day, top of the noon hour. The schedules came out yesterday. We knew the Falcons were going to have 5 primetime games by the time it happened, but now you know when they're going to happen, which is kind of fun. Week 2 against the Vikings, Sunday Night Football. Week 6 against the Bills coming off of a bye, so an extra day coming off of a bye on Monday Night Football. That very next week at the 49ers on Sunday Night Football. Of course, they play the Colts in Berlin in Week 10. And then Week 17.
Yeah, man.
All the way at the end of the season. Second to last game of the year, Monday Night Football against the Rams.
Just hope that one's one of those games, Andy, that counts for seeding.
Yeah.
Like basically, when you talk about ladies, I see, I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm not going to be the optimistic. Well, they'll be playing for the NFC South. They should have the South wrapped up and trying to play for playoffs.
Well, season. Let me say this. I think it's reasonable to think that those two teams will be competing against each other.
But the Saints are going to be awful next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Saints can be awful.
But
yeah,
I think the Rams and the Falcons in that Week 17 game will need to beat one another for playoffs.
I think the Rams are the best team right now. By the time we get to the season, I might change my – after I do a little bit more detail. I think the Rams are the best team in the West right now.
I agree with you.
But I think, that's the biggest thing is, like, we had fun with the beginning of the show. I said, don't be the reason that your nighttime game gets flexed because you're bad. I think the bye week at Week 5 is something to be concerned sometimes. And when people outside of it and everything like that, you're tired, man. You are. All right. I've had early buys. I've had late buys. You know what I was after the buy? Tired. All right. As a player, you're going to be tired and everything like that. But then you look at it, you go with like what, 12 plus weeks of just football. Now there's breaks in the middle. And if you have, outside of, what were they doing? Walk through Wednesdays and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That didn't work.
Yeah. It didn't work.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, yeah. But Shells Wednesday's fine and all those different things. Keep the body moving and all those different things. But, yeah, we don't go through win-loss. But I think the Falcons are good enough. The biggest thing.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. But we could in the next segment since we're not going to do what is written here. We could just go through and talk about all the teams that they're going to play.
That's fine.
Say some interesting stuff about
it. I love it.
We don't have to talk about whether or not it's going to be win-loss. Because, who knows? Anything can happen. I saw a thing where it was the last 3 years, the team with the, quote, easiest schedule in the NFL didn't make the playoffs. Now, the Falcons were that team 2 of the 3 years coming into the season. But that's based on last year's records, right? The Falcons didn't have the easiest schedule in the NFL last year.
Because
you go back and look at how many teams they played against that won their division and made the playoffs. By the end of the season, I don't know where it was ranked, but it had to have been top half of the NFL. So all of that, they've got the easiest schedule. And they do make your schedule based on how bad you were and try to let you play against other bad teams to try to keep competitive balance in the NFL. One of the many things they get right in terms of encouraging parity. But yeah, I mean, who knows? I don't know how good the Colts are going to be.
No,
they play them Week 10 Germany.
Hey, Andy, speaking of the Colts, Drew Rosenhaus just said Tyreek just told him that he didn't take this Colts schedule release post seriously, and he thought it was funny.
Yeah, so that was another of the stories from schedule release day yesterday. Yeah. Falcons knock it out of the park with their Mario Kart schedule release. A lot of funny little digs in there at opponents and stuff. The Colts had to take theirs down.
Yeah.
They posted it.
Yeah.
And then they deleted it.
Yes.
Because, I guess, of the joke about Tyreek Hill. I guess it was something else to do with Microsoft as well. They got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I half wonder, especially with him saying that, I wonder
if that Microsoft thing was it.
No, if they did it and deleted it, because that gets way more talked about than just doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think anyone was going to overreact that much to a Tyreek Hill joke, especially if he thought it was funny. You know what I mean? Fun. Like, if they just left it up, we're probably not talking about it.
Right.
But they posted it and deleted it, so which is like a huge no-no in the social media world.
Jim Irsay wanted him to talk about his team?
I don't know. Or the social media team was like, hey, let's do this. Let's do something that's like kind of borderline questionable. Well, it's not like that bad. It's not like they made some crazy joke.
What do you benefit from it?
We're talking about him. I don't
know. No, no, no. Meaning, I mean, obviously talk about him, but what
more clicks, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how any of that works, but they get attention.
Right.
All attention is good attention.
No.
No, I don't agree with that either.
I but, know you don't agree. But that's that
seems.
No like
but that,
that
seems to be the stance of a lot of social media ventures.
Yeah. Look at the world we live in.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on.
I don't. I just think like. They're getting more attention than they would otherwise had they just left it up.
There's so much attention on the Colts thing right now because you got Shane Steichen, you got Ballard on the seat, you got your number four overall pick competing with Daniel Jones for a starting quarterback position.
Yeah.
That should be enough. The Colts are...
Yeah, I know, but that's football stuff.
And they live in Indianapolis?
That's football stuff, and it's May. They deleted a tweet, Randy. You know what a no-no it is to delete a tweet?
Yes.
That means admitting you were wrong. People don't do that these days.
No.
You can't admit you were wrong.
Oh, my God.
That means you failed.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Jim, Mr. Irsay, we're going to send this out.
Yeah, we're just going to post it and then delete it, and then everyone's going to freak
Watch
out.
Watch how season tickets skyrocket.
Now, that's not going to happen.
I know.
But if the goal was just to get attention, they got it.
Yeah.
Way more than they would have if they would have just posted it and left it. All right, we'll talk about all the games the Falcons are going to play next year. We're not going to go win-loss, though, because we don't know. We're openly admitting that we don't know what their record is going to be next season. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Hour number two brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. No, that's not true. That's what the 1 o'clock hour is brought to you by. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Shout out to Reliable Heating and Air.
Shout
Got a little
them,
extra
man.
Love.
No doubt
little
about
extra
it,
love.
No doubt about it, man.
We'll get to the back page in 20 minutes as well. Not the only thing I've forgotten today, Randy.
What's that?
The sponsor for the hour.
Oh, yeah, we just had a conversation. We could just keep it.
No, it's fine.
We were talking. I was like, what, man? Because we have those conversations. Sometimes I look at my phone and you look at what? I'll tell you like, oh. And then just a second ago, you were looking at your phone like, oh.
Oh,
uh-oh. And I was like, as soon as I said, what? What happened?
Yeah, my mom's coming tomorrow to Atlanta, which is great.
I mean, she's always welcome.
Surprise.
But you forgot she was there.
Well, I don't know if that's the right term for it. I don't know that I knew. I don't know that I ever knew.
I mean, balling ass Barb got the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could jump on the flight.
Here's how I view it. And you can choose to say that I'm full of blank or you can accept this or whatever. But here's how I view it. I think it's wonderful that she comes to Atlanta so often that it no longer is like this, oh, here comes Grammy, she's coming to town. It's just like, oh yeah, Grammy's coming again. Because she's got her own place. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she got a car here. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like... You know, when she didn't live here or didn't have a place here and she would come, it was like we'd plan for it for weeks and she would stay with us and all of that. Mm-hmm. Now it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, Grammy's coming again.
You want to get your face back, don't you?
Why would that do that?
Don't ever downplay.
No, I just think it's great that it's like it's so common that it's not, you know.
Don't do that.
Well, I did.
Yeah, no, you're not going to pass that one. Because my mother lives out
halfway. I just texted that to her. And she said, that's a good point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She going to smack your mouth.
I don't think so. Yeah. That'd be a real surprise.
My mama comes up.
That'd be even more surprising than her coming tomorrow.
The mama's like, oh, when Angel's coming, it's like, oh, hell yeah, Angel's coming. And I'm not saying that you said it. Oh, hell yeah, Barb's coming.
I am excited that she's coming.
I am too, because I love your mama. You know how I feel about your mama. Your mama, she's like, she put me in check. So
she's great.
Yeah, she's like,
hey. Really
listen
the
here,
best mom I've ever
listen here, Randy. Stop doing that. Yes, ma'am.
You know what happened? You know what happened the other night? Speaking of parents, this is how smart my daughter is getting now. Because we went to the baseball game last night, so my dad and stepmom came over and watched the kids, put them to bed, and all that, so we could go to the game. And we were driving home a couple of nights ago, and I said, "Tomorrow night, Ashley was like, hey, what time are your folks going to be here? And I was like, they'll be around 5 to watch. And Lily goes, Pappy and Grammy are watching me? And I was like, no, Pappy and Nona. She goes, well, those aren't your folks. Man. Nona's your stepmom. And I was like, yeah.
Did she say it like that?
Yeah, that's what she said. God. And I was like, yeah, but they're my folks, yeah, though. Right. Like, you know. And I was like, all right, technicality.
Yeah.
True.
That is some great. Oh,
yeah, I know. It was
boy.
Very, it was very astute.
That's real sassy, though.
I know.
Very. Yeah. Did you show her my picture?
I did. She was very excited.
She's very excited.
She was very excited that Uncle Randy put the mask on.
Yeah, she made me a mask. She gave me a mask. A beautiful, beautiful mask. I had to get Bash from it because when I got home, it was on like on top of my book bag. So he grabs it, and Bash has it on his face.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Bash is walking around with his. I said, no, that's Daddy's. And so I was like, let me hurry take this picture before he destroys his mask so Lily can know that Uncle Randy wore the mask that that she made for
him. Yeah, she was fired up.
Yeah, so yes, I wore the mask for her and everything like that. But yeah, awesome. How long mom staying?
Long time. She'll be here till June 2nd.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Just babysit on. Oh, I'm just messing with you.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we can have a date night.
I mean,
one of these nights.
A date trip.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't go too far. Yeah. We're gonna do a date. Rebuild our deck on Memorial Day weekend.
You talking about on the side right there
mm-hmm.
where the grill is?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
We've leaned in. We said, you know what? Because I had a guy come out and give us a quote, and he did a wonderful job. And I'm sure his deck would have been beautiful.
But you could do that.
But no, I couldn't do what he could do. But I also don't. I'm not going to finance it. Like,
right.
I could have bought a new car for how much he quoted me. I was like,
they said you could finance a deck.
I probably should have been more upfront about our budget. Because this is about 4 times what I was hoping to spend on this thing.
Yeah. How far are you taking it out?
Not that much. Not that much bigger.
But he said financing?
Well, yeah. It's like, I was like, no thanks, but no thanks. Like, I'm sorry. I should have told you more clearly up front, like what we were looking for and what we could afford and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so I'm going to be doing that myself.
My guy.
Yeah. So we're going to be building the deck on Memorial Day weekend. And it's going to look beautiful. It's going to be really nice.
And as every time you say this, Pop's going to help you?
He's going to supervise. He's project manager.
That's all I need to know.
He was over there last night.
I need to
know. Yeah, he's not helping. Because I even started telling him about it last night. He was like, let me stop you right there. Don't ask for... I was like, I'm not. I may ask for some advice as someone who's built many decks.
Right.
Like, and I do have one question just about like support, like about like building a couple footings. And he was like, all right, fine.
Right.
I'll supervise.
Yeah,
but I'm not cutting any boards.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any of that. I was like, all right, fair enough.
Okay. That's my question. I was like, is Pop's going to do it?
He's project manager.
Okay.
Project manager. All right. So... Falcon schedule comes out yesterday. We knew all the teams they were going to play. We also knew that they were going to have 5 nationally televised games. We just didn't know what order they were going to play them in.
Right.
So let's talk about some of these teams that they're going to play. They kick off the season week 1 against Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. That's a team that they beat twice last year and should have won the division. They didn't. So they have an opportunity right off the bat to not only beat Tampa, but also... We always talk about this. Wins in your division kind of count twice. So you can get off to a great start. And I don't know. Tampa's about the same as they were last year. They're still going to be good, but I'm not like really scared of them.
The biggest thing with obviously you want to win your first game is Michael Penix's home opener start.
That's right.
Want to get off to a good start. A lot of these young players are going to be counted on early on in the season. The biggest thing about this week right here is that nobody's in damn shape. Because they don't play in the damn preseason.
Yeah, that's true.
And all those different things. So expect a sloppy game here. Week 1, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I would expect that. Week 2, you go to Minnesota. Sunday night game. It's not going to happen. If Kirk Cousins was going back, it would be different.
Right.
But at the same time.
Will Kirk Cousins be there?
I'm thinking, will he be holding the clipboard that everybody?
Because if he is, they'll show him a lot.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
How good is J.J. McCarthy?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one where week 1, they've got the advantage with the veteran sort of making his debut for the season. Penix making his starter debut week 1. I don't know. Penix, I like him more than McCarthy
but
in week 2.
But the thing about it is, you go back to the Bucs, Michael Penix ain't seen this defense.
No, he hasn't.
He ain't seen the Brian Flores.
No.
Blitzkrieg of defense.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's going to, with that noise and then the Sunday night crowd, that's going to be a challenging thing for the Falcons.
Week 3 at the Panthers.
Yeah. I still ain't buying the Panthers.
I don't think that they're going to be going to be good. I think they're going to be better, but the bar was incredibly low.
Exactly.
I mean, I do like that at least they go into the year knowing that Bryce Young is the guy, and they try to put some pieces offensively around him to help him a little bit. But, yeah, you know, they're still probably a couple years away from really being a threat, so hopefully you can go on the road and get that one. Washington, week four. I think Washington's one of the most interesting teams in the NFL this year.
I think Washington is definitely taking a step back.
I do, too. That's what I mean.
I'm sorry.
To make it to the NFC Championship game in year one with the quarterback, Andy Quinn, and all that, yeah, I think so, too.
I think they take a step back. I don't know why. I think more or less – they caught everybody off guard.
Yeah.
I think Jaden Daniels is a really good player. I don't think their team is going to know. I know they went out and they got Debo and they went out and got Laremy Tunsil and all those different things.
Also have to remember how many games, including the game against the Falcons, that they won last year on these crazy, like, one possession.
Five games, Andy.
Fluky, weird. Yeah, it's just unlikely that that's going to happen 2 years in a row. So then you got the bye week and then you come back and take on the Bills at home on Monday Night Football.
Over there on North Side Drive, do not let people be jumping through fiery-ass tables.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, they will be.
All right, they will be jumping through fiery-ass tables.
Don't
on
let
North
them
Side
jump
Drive.
Through fiery-ass tables and then fill the stadium with only Bills fans and dominate that night. Yeah. Like, at that point, you know, it's 4 weeks in.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
you kind of know.
I don't know what the Falcons' record needs to be in order for that to not happen. But don't let that happen, man. Like, there's too much excitement about this football team to let the Bills take over. Next week's on national TV as well, Sunday Night Football against the 49ers. You think the 49ers bounce back from where they were last year?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. My thing is, where's Christian McCaffrey at?
Yeah. Have you heard anything about Christian McCaffrey?
No.
Neither have I.
That's always a good thing.
Okay.
That's always a good thing.
Okay,
that means
fair
he's healthy.
Enough.
He's just rehabbing all those different things. But it all depends. I think they're going to have Brock Purdy under contract, a new contract
by
then.
You
would think so. I know they lost Debo and everything. And do they, do you look to move Brandon Ayuk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I know Pittsburgh is big on him now.
It's hard to
now. Injury and all those different things. Defensively, you still got Warner, you still got Bosa, guys like that. But is Michael Williams going to fill that void? They got a lot of holes that need young players.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, Michael Williams and Jalen Walker will be playing against each other in that game. Week 8, Miami Dolphins at home. I mean, everybody knows the story with the Dolphins. If Tua's healthy and Tyreek's healthy, they'll probably be pretty good.
Yep.
If he's not, then that's, you know, who knows what they're going to look like. Yeah. But that should be a fun one.
Going to the Patriots, I said earlier, what's the weather going to be like right there? How good are they going to be? They're going to be a better football team because Mike Vrabel is a hell of a football coach. They got a good young quarterback now. This is week 9, so we'll know a lot more about him by that week and everything.
It'd be nice to have them like week 2.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but you're going to know a lot about them, the defense and the culture that they're trying to build. And then, you know, week 10, they go over to Berlin and take on the Colts. Who knows who their starting quarterback is going to be by then because they're in a competition right now between.
Yeah, the Colts should be terrible. So hopefully you can go to Germany and look good. And then you got the Panthers again. And then you don't play the Saints until week 12.
Yes.
You go to New Orleans week 12. You play them again week 18. So, you know, final third of the season, you save the rivalry game there. But I think the Saints are going to be awful.
I think they're going to be a bad football team. Go to the Jets week 13 up there in New York City. Go to
that'll be interesting because 13 weeks in Justin Fields, you'll kind of really know what he is on that team.
Same thing with the Seahawks. You know what they are as far as where Sam Darnold is, the quarterback, Thursday night game, short week, then come back Thursday night.
Better to have the Seahawks come in here than go in there, too. And I don't even just mean because of the crowd, just travel-wise.
Yeah, so short week, you got to go to Tampa, which is not a big flight. Then come back for Tampa, rest. Cardinals, who I do not think are going to be good. The Monday night game, we're talking about the versus Rams. And hopefully week 18 ain't coming down to a damn division title.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
Have the division sewed up before you play. And it shouldn't come down to the Saints,
Let's
really.
Have Kirk Cousins playing in that game.
For the Saints?
No, for the Falcons, because Mike Pennant ain't going to start.
I wish he was playing for the Saints.
Why did you have to say that?
I wish he was playing for the Saints, because then he wouldn't play for the Falcons. Wouldn't you prefer that?
Didn't I just say, let's not let that come down to the division title? You know they trade him to the damn Saints. It's
Fair
only
enough.
Falcony.
Fair enough.
You don't want that bum. I'm speaking for the organization here. Stop trying to will that into happening. Like
I am trying to. I am not going
to
stop.
To spend, and we're not spending on
I'm not
going to
stop
Cousins.
Trying to will. I'm trying to will him out of here. It's not about New Orleans. I'm sorry. You're just collateral. I just want him gone, all right? We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ow.
Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you
cameo.
Here.
Ow.
Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Part of the big story of the day is what happened with the Braves last night. Well, they're already playing again today,
yes.
So that's good. You can flush that one quickly. I think it's 0-0
yeah,
early.
Yeah, they're playing pretty bad, too.
Though. Are they?
It's just some like bloopers and all this other stuff. It's not going well.
Clean the bloopers up, guys. All right? Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your radio home of major championship golf in Atlanta. This week, we've got you covered for the PGA Championship in Charlotte. The leaderboard update is brought to you by Humberto Injury Law when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors currently leading the PGA Championship. Steven Yeager. You ever heard of him?
Hell no.
No? Okay.
I heard of Yeager.
Yeah, not that guy. How about in second place, Ryan Fox?
Oh, yeah, I know Ryan.
Alex Smalley.
Foxy.
Ryan Gerard.
Well, you know these dudes.
I know JT posted.
Yeah, you know these dudes.
Honestly, I don't even know some of these guys. Like, I've heard of Steven Yeager. I've never heard of Ryan Fox before.
I hope one of these guys
never heard
wins
of that guy.
It.
Sometimes that happens,
I hope
man.
One of these guys wins it.
Sometimes it happens. And, like, they always try to sell you on, like, who's won at this course before.
Mm-hmm.
And at Quail Hollow, they've got a pretty good resume of winners.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, it's going to be a big name by Sunday.
Right.
But also, then there's guys that are just not big names. And they're like, yeah, except for this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy.
Right.
Whenever they do that, and there's four or five except fours.
They think they're in trouble.
Then that's, you know, that's right. Not a good example.
Right.
Like,
right.
You can't just be like, only great players win there, except for this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. Well, all right, that's five guys that won big tournaments there that nobody ever heard of before they won
so
big tournaments.
So you're thinking, the regulars are going to come up.
I think by Saturday, yeah, I mean, probably by the end of the day today, because a lot of the really good guys still haven't even teed off. They don't tee off till this afternoon.
Okay.
So,
like Scotty them?
I think Scotty's on the course.
Oh, Scotty's on already? Okay.
Currently. Let me look.
Where's my guy, my new friend, Bryson DeChambeau?
Big Bryson guy?
Hold on, man. Why do I got to be a guy?
Well, he said he's your new friend.
No,
so.
No. See, that's how you get when we have disagreements about something. You say, oh, that's your guy?
Yeah, because I don't. Cause
it's not like I say the same thing to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's your guy right there?
Yeah. You say he's like your main man or something like that? But, like Bryson DeChambeau?
But I always say that. Andy, every time I say that, Andy's like, oh, that's your guy?
You know exactly why I said that. I can't stand him.
Yeah,
I refuse to do what all you people are doing. Which is be tricked by his social media antics. I know who he is. He is who he is. Look at the softness after the Masters. Really,
he just wanted to be friends.
You're cool.
Yeah.
Go be friends with somebody else. I'm trying to win a green jacket. All right? Go eat some protein. They also had some video of him after that, too, where he was, I don't know, some live practice round, and he was trying to hit it out of the sand, and he was, like, all bent out of shape because the sand wasn't in good shape.
No,
he was
he's
yelling
like that because he's still on live.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think the paycheck's fine, but I don't know. I guess a lot of people that watch his YouTube channel it.
And, I've never seen a YouTube channel ever.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And I
never
will. We got to get the back, DeBo. How can we get a YouTube channel? Like, if
we could have one by the end of this segment.
Can we have, because I want to know what makes streamers popular. I'm so curious. And because there's never been a more influential, like, as far as the young people.
Yeah. I think it's just easier access to it.
So,
yeah.
But I didn't realize how long do you have to actually be on these streams to be a streamer?
I think, well, that's an interesting question.
So, can we be.
I think it takes a long time to build a big following. But we already have a big following.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll
so
just send
them
to YouTube.
So, can we be Andy and Randy and we just set up. Well, these cameras ain't worked since 2020.
I think they got COVID.
2019 or
I think
whatever.
These cameras got COVID.
But can we put like an iPad or something right there, start a YouTube channel, and we just stream the whole thing? Now, I say a lot of cuss words. I can cuss on the stream, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a cusser. I'm a break cusser.
You're a stream cusser.
Yes, I'm a break.
No question about that.
Once
once
the mic goes, I cuss. And we talk about everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Can we get away with that? Would corporate go with that?
I don't know. I think we could probably.
Have to look into it. I do know that there are people that stream their own page while they're doing hosting shows.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently that's okay. Now, for y'all to do it under the moniker of Andy and Randy and together,
right. Yeah,
there might be some red tape that may have to be looked at there. But
yeah, there was a lot of pages of that contract that I just signed that I didn't read. So that might
everything that
it might have been in there.
Dog, you gotta, hey,
there's, no, I'm just kidding. Well, somebody read, I didn't read it, but somebody read it for
station
me.
Anyway, though. So
hey, man, I'm telling you, there ain't nothing better and frustrates people who are waiting for you to sign a contract than the finger lick. You look at figure. And oh,
he's
flip
gonna.
It over.
He's gonna turn the page.
He's gonna turn the page. Well, he just told you what the number.
Wait, you weren't supposed to read that.
We just told you what the number was. I know, but hold on.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if there's more numbers on some other page because the number wasn't what I was hoping for.
Looks like you're missing a number here.
Yeah, it's 10 short, don't you think?
Nothing better. Hold on. Let me.
I was thinking maybe the rest of the numbers were on the next page.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
Yeah,
okay.
Like that better than look at that figure. Looking at your ball. Look at that like. Huh. All right, Bo, come on.
All right, let's get to the back page. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So y'all know the crazy thing about this whole Pete Rose situation being reinstated by Major League Baseball? Like, when Major League Baseball says you're banned,
yes,
you are banned.
Yes. Yeah.
So what we don't really think about through this whole situation, there have been no Pete Rose bobbleheads. There have been no Pete Rose t-shirts. They're at least, you know, approved by MLB.
Right.
There have been nothing. So good on the Cincinnati Reds last night, the day after he was reinstated by Major League Baseball. They had a Pete Rose tribute night.
Oh, good.
At the ballpark.
That's
there
good.
Was lots of fans chanting Pete and Pete and Pete. Barry Larkin and Eric Davis were on hand. They both played for Pete Rose, which is kind of hard to fathom that he was a manager that
right.
recently.
For him, did, not with
yeah,
him.
For
right.
him.
How,
yeah.
Right.
How underrated of a player is Eric Davis?
The one of the most ever.
Wild.
He was freaking awesome.
Wildly underrated.
He was freaking awesome.
Yeah, he is not remembered correctly. I think Barry Larkin, too.
I'm agree.
Dude,
I agree.
Barry Larkin was
but it's
the MVP.
Crazy. But you know what's so crazy about that, Bo, is that they use Pete Rose, and I'm talking about baseball, when they wanted to use him. You know, when they whose celebration was that when they brought him out? But then they went. I saw that. I remember reading about that, like his son or something. They wouldn't let him come on the field for his son's thing. Like, MLB is a bunch of frauds, and they use
without
them.
Question.
And again, Pete Rose is a dirtbag, but you can't take away
some dirtbaggy
from
stuff.
Where he is as far as one of the greatest of all time. But they did use his ass and wouldn't let him in to make money.
Did they
off
bring
of
him into a tribute for
that's
someone
what it was.
Who had
well,
passed?
It was a tribute for somebody that he came out for. Was it Hank?
Because I remember it being late and like he wasn't looking all that great.
But he was in a wheelchair.
But yeah,
it was somebody. Yeah, it was somebody that they rolled him out for. But then you wouldn't let him. Damn, that it came out wrong.
Yeah. But I got it. I got what you're saying.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
No, but to your bigger point, 100% yes.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball is, okay, cool.
Well, they're a business. They don't really care about anything but the bottom line.
Yeah, they care about the bottom line. That's
you
right.
See that a
exactly
lot.
Right.
There's an SEC golf tournament going on over in Alabama, and Charles Barkley just got to play a round of golf with Nick Saban. So Charles Barkley was caught up to after this round of golf with all the ESPN stuff going on and all the busyness and the TNT and whatnot. Charles was asked if he stresses about any of this stuff, having to move around so much.
Hell no. Man, I worked at 2 in the morning, went to a bar and got drunk, went straight to the airport at 6, gonna play golf all day, then go back and be on TV tonight. I don't take anything that serious.
That's exactly what happened because he was on last night.
He sure was.
He called a Golden State Warrior a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. it was some funny clips from that. I'm waiting because Charles has come out and said they can't fire him.
No.
And then he said,
no, he's bigger than.
I ain't doing all them all shows. I'm not going to appear on nobody's shows and nothing like that. Charles is that old ass granddaddy who don't give a damn that he sits outside on the front porch in his robe with no drawers.
Yeah, I mean he has the leverage in a way that maybe no one's ever had it in broadcasting.
He don't care.
You know what I mean? And yeah, but they're going to pay him because they have to. I mean, he's the whole show. I tell me if you've noticed this at all, like in this playoff run. I know him and Shaq are always kind of at it a little bit. Doesn't it feel like it's bubbling a little bit? Like him and Shaq might get into like a real argument at some point.
I just think
that Shaq just keeps poking him.
Shaq pokes him, but I think the biggest thing, Charles, because Shaq always, the biggest thing that Shaq throws at Charles is the rings thing.
Sure.
You know, and I think they are close enough that won't happen. I just do.
It just feels like he's almost disagreeing with him a lot for the sake of disagreeing with him. But at times,
he's not right a lot.
No, he's wrong, crazy wrong about a lot of the stuff that he said throughout these playoffs.
I think him and Charles.
It feels like something's going on with Shaq.
I just think they love each other so much.
I hope so.
But I don't believe that all of them want to go to. I don't believe any of them want to go to ESPN.
No.
I don't believe any of them want to go to.
No,
and
I think
Charles always talks about it. That's why I love Charles, is because he talks about all the Turner family.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they don't want to go.
No, I think they're pretty happy with the way things have been going there.
Yes.
And they should be. It's the best sports studio show in the history of television, and they all get paid a ton of money to do it. So
the epitome of know your worth is what Charles Barkley
is. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
And he does not care. If you don't value him the way that he knows he should be, he's not going to work
Charles
for you.
Charles said, they fire me, they got to pay me for 7 years. Charles don't care.
So here's Rory McIlroy at the PGA Championship talking about, I mean, of course he was asked, why he wasn't talking to Bryson DeChambeau.
I don't know what he was expecting. Like, I mean, we're trying to win the Masters. I'm not going to try to be his best mate out there.
Look,
everyone approaches the game different ways. I was focused on myself and what I needed to do. And that's really all that it was. It wasn't anything against him or against it. Just I felt that's what I needed to do to try to get the best out of myself that day.
I got a lot of partners listening, and I call them my partners. I call them my brothers. I'm going to start calling them my mate.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling
people. Wasn't trying to go out there and be his best mate.
Be his best mate.
My best mate.
Yeah, just start talking about your
–
yeah,
these guys don't call your boys your mates.
I got to say it like that, man, because y'all know how much I love Big George. Big George is my brother. He's my best mate.
Can he be your best mate?
He's my best mate.
He can be your best mate.
Yeah, Rory must be talking to his playing partner today because he's plus two. He must be chatty today because he's not playing good. I don't know. This is like the dumbest story that came out of the Masters.
It does. My best
mate. Guys are trying to win major championships historically quiet.
They don't really talk
and focused.
Hey, what are you going to do later? How are the kids?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Bryson was trying to accomplish with that. But
hey, Braves just scored somehow.
Yeah, I just see it right there.
Hey.
Stolen base, the shortstop that y'all love so much, creates an error, comes out of scores.
He's not as good of a defensive shortstop as you might want.
You know, he makes up for it, and maybe he's trying to get himself traded.
That's what it is.
Here's what he needs. Here's what needs to happen in my perfect world, okay? Braves trade for C.J. Abrams, right? Comes play shortstop. Mm-hmm. Ron Washington comes home, teaches him how to play infield, and then everything's perfect.
Braves do love their local guys, and C.J. Abrams is a local guy.
Yeah, he's a local guy.
Oh, is he?
Him and Mike played baseball against each other.
I remember listening to, I was listening to Sam McGregor, and I think they had their coach on one more.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think they had the coach on one more.
And he's probably about 5'8", too, so my dad will accept him. My dad will accept him as shortstop. That'll be fine.
I still can't believe the pop. Mr. B is 5'8".
And 3/4".
Oh, my God.
Don't shortchange him.
Don't you round that up to 5'9"?
Under 6 feet people throw the quarter and a half.
Yeah.
Why don't you just round it up, though?
Why?
Just round it up.
Exactly. Just round it up.
Because he's not 5'9". He's not trying to lie to people.
No. Just say you're 5'. Why is it that people under 6 feet always have to try the quarter?
Why is it that people over 6 feet are always worried about what we're doing? Why don't you guys just hang out up there? Okay. Just chill, you know? Don't worry about what
life easier.
Don't worry about how we're down here counting our quarter inches. Okay?
I'm always curious. Just like when you get measured, like for your height and everything, and they measure you without your shoes on.
Uh-huh.
I don't play in socks.
Yeah.
I play in shoes.
So measure me with my shoes on.
Raise my shoes on.
That's a great point.
Oh, he's...
Measure me. Let me put my shoes on my cleats because I play in cleats.
Exactly.
And let me get those deep, like.
So basically, I'm 6'6" on the field.
Rainwater studs.
Exactly.
I could be 6 feet if I had those on. That's what I should have done.
That's new shoes, Bunk.
All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Falcons' schedule has been released. Braves currently winning. We'll talk a bit about what happened last night as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.